My name is Catherine Bonus, and I'm the manager of the Mindfulness-Based Stress Reduction Program offered through UW Health Integrative Medicine Services. As a teacher of mindfulness meditation, I have found guided meditations to be one of the most gentle and effective ways to rediscover the ease, the wakefulness, and the natural balance that can be awakened and restored in us, even in the most challenging of circumstances. Mindfulness is a meditation practice. It's a way of paying attention on purpose in the present moment with an attitude of non-judgment, a gentle matter-of-factness, a willingness to open to experiences as they're happening because they're already happening in the present moment. It's having the body and the mind in the same place at the same time. Have you ever noticed how often our mind is filled with worries, preoccupations from the past, or anxieties about the future? This kind of disconnect between body and mind actually creates layers of suffering and habits that may not be in our best interest. So mindfulness, on the other hand, is bringing the body and the mind together and engaging with life as it's actually unfolding in the present. This kind of compassionate courage is a willingness to turn toward the present moment, whether it's pleasant or unpleasant. It is this kind of attention, this turning toward the present moment, that allows for clarity, for more creative responding rather than the same old reactions, perhaps even being able to step out of reactivity that may not always be in our best interest, and that this reactivity, if unrecognized or untamed, can actually create more suffering, layering whatever is happening with more and more layers. We can say then that mindfulness as a way of being allows us to engage the whole of our life, including our joys, our sorrows, our celebrations, and our challenges, with a greater skill, wisdom, and ease. It is truly an act of respect and self-care for our life, however we find it, helping us remember what is most true and most important and most wise from within our own hearts. We cultivate mindfulness as a way of being in our life through various means. One of these means is called formal practice. Formal practice refers to certain techniques or practices. This CD offers two formal practices. The first one is mindfulness of the body and mindfulness of breathing, designed to support you in developing a practice of actually experiencing your body and breathing as a way of cultivating presence, a way of centering, of resting and calming and stabilizing the body-mind. The second practice offered is a loving-kindness practice. Loving-kindness practice can support us in our challenges and evoke the spirit of kindness towards ourselves and others. Each of these practices offered will be about 20 minutes. Taking time every day to be with yourself, by yourself, nurturing yourself in this way, waking up the resources of awareness, non-judgment, equanimity, and loving kindness in your body and mind is a wonderful path of self-care and wise understanding. And if you find that you're drawn to learn more, extensive training is offered through the UW Mindfulness Program through the 8-week training program, as well as periodic retreats that are offered to the public. When listening to this CD, it is best to practice the guidance in a place where you can feel safe and warm and protected and be undisturbed. Giving yourself time to offer yourself this kind of attention is an act of self-care. If you are listening to this in a challenging situation, maybe in the midst of environmental sounds that you have no control over, not to worry. Simply follow along as best you can, letting go of trying to control the outside happenings. And remember, this CD is not for listening while you're driving a vehicle. So setting the intention as you engage in the practices offered on this CD, offering that the merit of your efforts in attending to yourself this way may truly be of benefit not only to you, but to all those you meet.